USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed a partisan bill on Tuesday to fund the government through early December, along with a measure to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022. Republican Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says the Democrats are not talking to Republicans about this most serious issue.
This one is not being negotiated on a bipartisan basis because obviously we're not involved in any bipartisan discussion regarding the reckless taxing and spending legislation that they are having apparently some challenges in putting together because of its comprehensive reach and because of its devastating impact on the American economy. The debt ceiling will be raised as it always should be, but it will be raised by the Democrats.
A body found in Wyoming over the weekend is that of Gabby Petito. Homicide is the cause of death. The search continues for her lifelong sweetheart, Brian Laundrie. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
As the Biden administration ensures Americans, Haitian refugees infiltrating the southern border are being sent back, a whistleblower tells the Associated Press that's not the truth. The unidentified source says thousands of Haitians have been released into the United States. Republicans in Washington want lawmakers to identify the Taliban as a terrorist organization. Tim Berg reports.
With the Taliban taking over Afghanistan, Republicans are asking the U.S. government to recognize them as a terrorist organization. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox and Friends nothing good will come out of trying to deal with the Taliban.
There'll be an effort to normalize relationships with the Taliban. That will be a disaster. Any money you pay them doesn't go to the people of Afghanistan. It goes to them. And they will give safe haven to Al-Qaeda because they believe the same. They have a common purpose.
President Biden and Secretary of State Blinken have said they will judge the Taliban based on their actions and not just their words.
We are USA Radio News.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The body found over the weekend near a campsite in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito. The Teton coroner ruled the cause of death a homicide. Forensic scientist Lawrence Kowalinski on CNN says although the coroner did not give specifics to the media about the cause of death, it is known by investigators.
Coroner Brent Blue has to make a determination as to whether it's an accident or a suicide, a homicide, natural cause death, or indeterminate. And the fact that this death was called a homicide would tell me that they must have a cause of death. They're not declaring it at this point because the autopsy is not completed. You need toxicology reports, microscopic investigation. There's a lot of information that has to be put together to finalize the autopsy report. But it indicates to me that there's clear evidence of not only the fact that it is a homicide, they know the cause of death.
Gabby Petito, a native of Blue Point, Long Island, was reported missing on 11 September after going on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. Mr. Laundrie is a person of interest and is on the run. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has offered state resources in the search for Laundrie. On the president's schedule today, President Biden convenes a virtual COVID summit on the margins of the United Nations General Assembly. That will take place from the Oval Office starting about 11 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.